There's been a Santa sighting. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Amber.
Hello there, Amber. How are you today?
Hi, Paul.
Everything good?
Everything is splendid. Splendid in the grass.
Everyone out there wants to know one thing and one thing only. How many guys did you pick up this week with greasy fried chicken hands? That's all anybody's talking about. It's all over the message boards.
I was going to say, is that the big follow-up that we've been getting email about?
That's, you know, it's the biggest story ever.
Biggest story.
We've gotten more emails about that, about your fried chicken hands than anything else.
Than even about the Hi-Ho Hotel?
And more than anything. It's your greasy hands that got us the most likes.
Are the emails about the fact that people are saying they can't believe that guys are turned on by a girl stuffing her face with fried chicken? Or are the emails saying, I get it. I, too, have a girl eating fried chicken fetish.
We're getting it from both sides. It's unbelievable. Wow, there are women who are admiring it. That's what she said.
There's good people on both sides of the fried chicken eating debate.
Women who applaud you and are going to start using the same techniques. Mm-hmm. Men who say they appreciate it. Women who say they appreciate it. It's all over the spectrum. You've become a national celebrity, or at least a Townport celebrity, I should say.
Wow.
More so.
Well, Townport famous isn't that hard to get, let's face it.
So, all right. So, did you pick up any guys? I guess the long and the short of it is yes or no.
I refuse to answer on the grounds it may incriminate me. Did Amber pick up guys or is it Sasha?
What we're going to do is we will dust your car for something. I'm not sure what.
For greasy fingerprints and other kinds of prints.
Exactly.
No, actually, I was joking when I said the grounds that may incriminate me. I guess the answer would be no, but I did not eat any fried chicken this week. I was trying to get back on crinkly food wrapping paper diet. So I purposely did not eat anything fried this week, much to my dismay. No coconut shrimp, no fried chicken.
So basically, what you're saying is that it only works with greasy fried chicken. The crinkly thing, if you sat in your car eating the crinkly food, you don't think you would have the same effect.
Well, the crinkly food is just either a diet bar or these little pre-portioned fake brownies, fake chocolate chip cookies, but in a little paper dish. I don't think that's that attractive to somebody.
Both of them can be very sultry if eaten the right way.
No, actually, as I thought about it, to try to give a visual to the viewers and you, they almost look like I'm a senior citizen in a nursing home eating out of a little tiny sad paper tray. So I think that actually, unless somebody has some kind of geriatric fetish, you know, for having sex with old women, I don't think it would be a turn on. I think it would be a little sad, you know?
Well, I'm sure there are people out there who are turned on by that. And I'm sure quite a few of our listeners are turned on by that. So,
well, I have a question. As I said that, it made me think of all the plastic straw, paper straw debates that rage on weekly on the Townport front porch and the Townport back lanai. I see all these raging, the Townfield Moms board. I see people going back and forth still about the paper plastic straws. And it's making me think my little fake paper dish, if you will, of diet food. I wonder where that rates in the whole, you know, environmental situation kind of thing.
I'm not exactly sure how you got from senior citizen sex to paper straws again, but that's okay. But you know what? I don't think there's anything. What?
That should have taken me to the woods to the senior citizen sex tray.
Right.
No, but I'm thinking of those little paper, these little paper trays. I guess what I'm wondering is, would the people who are anti-plastic straw and, you know, reusable food stuff, would they be upset that I go through like 10 of these little trays? You know, I go through 6 of those little trays of the prepackaged diet food a day. Like, I'm surprised they haven't come out strongly against this diet.
I guess if they're not in cylindrical form and you're sucking through them, you're okay. So you're fine.
That's what it is. Do you think the sucking is triggering people?
Now we're back to the senior citizen sex. Yes, I absolutely do. Way to bring it home. Anyway, well, speaking of your little diet food, did you hear about the teacher in town who was fired? It was in the local paper for a note that she had written.
Oh, my gosh. That was a fascinating story to me because I'm not sure where I side with it. I mean, obviously, she was out of line. I'll let you tell the listeners what it was
right,
if they don't know.
in a nutshell, basically, a local teacher was fired. A mother had written a note to the teacher that said, please tell my daughter that I love her and I hope she has a good day. And the teacher basically wrote back on the note, I will not put her on a diet. Goodbye. And so she got fired for that. And that was it.
Was there a brownie in the lunch or something unhealthy in the lunch? Or she was just triggered by the fact that the kid is fat? I mean, was she triggered by the food the mom is sending, or?
I have no idea. It didn't delve into that much detail. It was only the local paper. You know, they only have so many investigative powers there.
Like I said, what is she reacting to? Was the mother sending just so much garbage food in that the teacher thought they were doing a real public service and saving this child from a future of obesity? Or is the teacher just yet another mean girl who is like, you know what? Your kid's fat. Put him on a diet.
Or it could be that the mother drives the teacher crazy and with more and more requests every day, like most of these parents do. And it just blew her stack that she doesn't have to tell the kid, mommy loves you when you're eating your lunch.
It's quite possible, because when I hear the stuff that people call the teachers, do you know, I never call the teachers. I never call the school. Like I called when my children, both of my children were supposed to be put in a certain math class in sixth grade.
Right.
And when they got to brand new school, middle school, both times, 3 years apart, they didn't know where to send them, what to do with them, because they weren't taking the same sixth grade math as everyone else. They were supposed to take seventh grade. It's the only time I called the school, because my kid is sitting there and has nowhere to go and came home and told me, I don't know where to go for math and nobody knows where I should go. Then I call the school. These people call the school for every goddamn, can I say goddamn? I was trying not to swear. If I was a teacher, I would lose my shit too. That's why I'm like, please don't arm the teachers, because these teachers are one little note in a lunchbox away from going postal.
Right. So I guess it sounds like you're siding with the teacher at this point then.
Well, I think when you said, oh, every little thing they write notes, can you imagine this mother? She must write notes every day that are like, can you make sure that she has someone to sit with but not this one. I don't want her to sit with this one. I've had mothers who tell me, I mean, they are in these schools, up these teachers' asses. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. You know, that's why these kids they say they're at college and they don't know how to tie their own shoes, because their mommy and daddies were doing everything for them.
It's really insane. Well, speaking of doing everything for your little kids, Santa's at the mall already. Can you believe it? We're not even at Thanksgiving and I had a Santa sighting when I was walking around in my sweatsuit because it was so cold outside that I refused to go outside and walk.
Because it used to be at least they would wait till the day after Thanksgiving for Santa to arrive on the town green.
Right.
Now is like Santa might as well just appear before Halloween.
Did you have it right? Maybe it is a guy just in a Halloween leftover costume looking for little kids to sit on his lap.
The only reason Santa's not out before Halloween is that they're worried he'd be confused with a costume. If it wasn't for that aspect, I think they'd start unleashing Santas on us Labor Day weekend.
Really? You think so?
Because it's all about selling shit for the holidays.
So are you going to take your kids to sit on Santa's lap now, or are they too old for that at this point?
I do have a picture of them when they were like maybe 3 and 5, 4 and 6. Not the lap, because, you know, I'm not into that. But where they were like on either side of a Santa just for kicks, you know.
You didn't have them sit on Santa's lap?
Well, first of all, I should preface it by saying we're not Christian where we believe in Santa. So I don't want to offend anyone. Like, if Santa's really important to you, maybe you then forego your own personal feelings about not having your children sit on child molesters' laps. I get it. I don't want to offend anyone. I mean, like, if it's like a religious thing for you, I don't want to offend you, that I understand why you might forego the feeling that it might not be so cool to have frittage with your child as a butt and some guy who for 2 months has a job. Like, that alone, I'm just going to say, makes me suspect. Like, any unemployed man who has 2 months only to do that, who means he has no other obligations, right there I'm suspect of you. And then you want to sit with kids on your lap. So no, my children would not be in the lap. I let them stand on either side and take a photo.
So are you going to take a photo with Santa then this year with a community news shirt?
I sent you the one from several years ago. Again, I was next to him, not on his lap, but I did bump into one in Townford in the evening, the city of Townford, I saw a Santa and he and I took a cute picture together. I think I'll find that so we can put it on our upcoming holiday Instagrams. But I would not be sitting on a Santa lap. No.
Do you think Santa would be interested in you if you're eating fried chicken in the car? Is he one of those types?
I think so, because I think to get to the Santa girth and dearth, like to get to the weight of a Santa,
right?
He probably, some of these men have probably spent a little time of their own scarfing down fried chicken.
A perfect match.
Right. So I think they might, yes.
They're looking for a girl like Amber.
That we can, me and Santa, Amber and Santa sitting in a tree. E-A-T-I-N-G. Eating fried chicken on his knee.
No, eating KFC on his knee.
Oh, it's like a little Santa story.
Speaking of Santa, I just want to say Byron DeMola called me from the consignment store. He has the most amazing Christmas holiday gifts. Go down and get them. They are reindeer boobs. Have you seen these, Amber?
Yes, I saw them. Does he really carry them?
Yes. He called, you know, we're buddies now ever since we had him on the show. And he calls me whenever he gets something insane in. And he got reindeer boobs in. Somebody dropped off a whole shipment of them. Surprisingly, they couldn't sell.
The red-nosed reindeer was right on where the nipple is. They look totally pornographic.
Well, Byron is into that. What can I say? He takes anything and everything down at the consignment store.
I don't think they'd walk around with reindeer boobs. Do you think so?
I'm not exactly sure, but I did tell him that we would advertise for him, that we'll put up a picture of them. So if anybody needs them at the consignment store, go down. You can show the picture, and Byron will be more than happy to sell them to you.
So regarding the reindeer boobs, I think we should put a picture so people see what we're talking about. They're basically on the boob. It looks like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's nose is in the middle of the boob like a nipple. I think it looks too pornographic for Townport to embrace it. But for this week's Ask the Listener question, I would love to hear feedback from you guys about whether or not you would be okay with this in the name of getting festive, women walking around with the reindeer boobs.
Sounds perfect, Amber. Results will be on next Tuesday's show, which is our pre-Thanksgiving show, or as I like to call it, pre-insanity show.
If a teacher got fired for a little note, go on a diet, I don't think they're going to love their teachers walking around school with antlers on their head and reindeer boobs. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Viva the school system. Anyway, as always, I think that does it for Community News. As always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Amber.
Amber, it's always a pleasure to see you. I will talk to you Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
See you next Tuesday, Paul. And we love you, community.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.